Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Opposition parties and groups have vowed to resist a government proposal to allocate new speaking times for the regional independent TDs and its own backbenchers. The divisive issue, which has stalled the work of the 34th Dáil, is scheduled to be voted on this afternoon, but the opposition remains adamant that it will not accept the changes. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Dáil was plunged into chaos in January on the day that Micheál Martin's nomination as Taoiseach was dramatically delayed. A repeat of those scenes now seems quite likely as the government seeks to get the Dáil's backing to provide a new question and answer slot to the regional independent TDs and coalition backbenchers. The opposition say this is at odds with a promise that a solution to the impasse would have their agreement, while the government insists the changes do not eat into the speaking time of those on the opposition benches. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald summed up her party's difficulty with the new speaking times by stating that the Michael Lowry regional TDs cannot be in government and opposition at the same time. The government's majority ensures it will win a vote on this issue, but there could be several hours of boisterous disruption before that vote takes place.
The accommodation recognition payment to property owners who provide places to live for people fleeing the war in Ukraine will be cut from €800 to €600 under a proposal going to Cabinet this morning. The reduction is expected to happen within the next 3 months to give people time to adjust to the change. The government believes the cut is necessary to reduce the payment's potential impact on the rental market. Asking prices for homes rose by an average of 3.7% during the first 3 months of the year, according to property website daft.ie. It's the latest house price report for the first quarter, and it also says the number of second-hand homes available to buy across the country at the beginning of this month was the lowest total recorded since 2007. Speaking in this programme, the report's author Ronan Lyons said this time last year, prices in Dublin were rising about 3% a year, but are now increasing by 12% a year.
Another way of thinking about it, over the across the country as a whole, since the central bank rules were introduced this time 10 years ago, there's only been one period in which prices have risen as fast as they are now, and that was early 2017 when there was a similar pinch in terms of availability. There was a scarcity of second-hand homes then as there is now.
The Thornishtown Minister for Defence Simon Harris will travel to Lebanon today to visit Irish peacekeepers who are deployed close to the Israeli border in the south of the country. In a series of political meetings, he will also highlight the case of Private Sean Rooney, who was shot and killed in southern Lebanon in December 2022. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
339 Defence Force personnel are currently serving with the 125th Infantry Battalion, which is part of the UN Interim Force in Lebanon, or the UNIFIL mission. Only last weekend, Israel carried out military strikes on targets in the region, which killed 7 people, after rockets were fired into northern Israel by unknown Lebanese militants. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, will now visit the Irish peacekeepers to thank them for their commitment to maintaining peace. He is expected to announce increased funding for local community projects in southern Lebanon, an area which was severely damaged in 14 months of war in 2023 and 2024. During a series of political meetings, it's anticipated that the Taoiseach will raise the Irish government's frustration and concern at the lack of progress in the trial of 7 people indicted in the killing of Private Sean Rooney. Only one of the 7 has been detained, and Mr. Harris will stress the need to deliver accountability and justice for the Rooney family.
An internal audit for the Health Service Executive has found it had over €14.6 million in payroll overpayments recorded at the end of 2023. The HSE had written off over €909,000 of the amount for the years 2023 and 2022. For overpayments in excess of €10,000, the main reasons were employees not taken off the payroll, pension overpayment for an active or deceased person, and sick leave-related errors. The HSE said it recouped over €13.2 million of the total payments. The body which manages the electricity grid says demand is expected to grow by 45% from its 2023 level to 2034, and the peak requirement for power will rise by 24% over the same period. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
Data centres and new technologies expanding alongside them currently use 27% of power supplies and will use 31% by the year 2034. But increased use of electric vehicles, heat pumps and plans to ramp up residential construction will also create more demands. When supplies become tight, EirGrid has the ability to call on 5 power stations for temporary emergency generation. In 2027 and 2028, there will be more access to power as more gas generation and an interconnector with France become operational. But EirGrid warns the electricity industry will have to find new ways of meeting the increasing need for energy without relying mainly on burning fossil fuels.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Patchy light rain and drizzle will clear southwards this morning, mostly cloudy for a time before gradually brightening up, with sunshine developing in the afternoon. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees.